when it's over. Knowing that there was no regret touching your shoulder, feeling the joy in what we've done as we sail into the sun. With our hearts and souls is one, feeling free as the sea.
Is there anyone like Jesus who followed in his footsteps? St. Francis is probably the nearest one, huh? St. Francis. Three or four. No Buddhas, are there? No.
Unfortunately,
no Socrates. Yes. These men struggled, didn't they, to make the world aware of their thoughts and their ideas and their principles and so on. What is the end result? The opposite, it seems to me. Thank you. I can't talk about others.
You can only talk about your own
myself. Yes, really. Really, I wouldn't set up to say what the creative minds have in mind, you see. This business of technique, but they drowned their knowledge in some happy emulsion of purposeless purpose. You won't find in their paintings those saturated skies dripping with moisture. Associated with the White Mountains or the Green Mountains. What those delicate, subtle nuances which are dwelt on so reverently by the maestros who write books on the subject. In the works I speak of, only the essence is given. The skyness of a sky, the treeness of a tree, the housiness of a house. It serves. It does more. It evokes, elicits, excites.
I think that the psychologists are limited in their understanding of man. And I think to have a real understanding of man, you have to have a fully religious attitude. And by religious attitude, I mean an all-embracing one. There is no analysis of that sort, or judgment, or condemnation, or explanation, where a man is accepted in toto for what he is, you see. There's the dark and the light, you know, the good and the bad, and it's all one. It makes a rounded picture, you know? I think that the intuitive faculty is much more important than the rational, you know, faculty. As for thinking, I think very little thinking is ever done. I don't think men really think. I think they're just reacting all the time. They're paraphrasing, they're repeating what they've heard, and you know, it's not their own. No real thinking gets done except by very rare individuals. Street, the ordinary man, even the ordinary intelligent cultured man, is not, to my mind, a man who thinks. Yes. Shall I say, confusion in which we are today, do you see?
CITR 101.9 FM. I'm David Love Jones. We're just listening to a couple of my mixes to start the show. Aesop's Fables, that's a new one. Greg Adams. But stick around. We've got my interview from Van Ark from last week.
Given a brush.
Coming right up.
Pigments, we could make pictures.
CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, CITR.ca. You can podcast and listen right there.
Was it because we were so famished, so forlorn, so lost to the world? Hiroshigi. Dubois, Whistler, Monet. Seurat, Modigliani, Rousseau, Bruegel, Bosch, Van Eyck, Paul Klee, Kandinsky, and so on, ad infinitum. Never seen it before. I hadn't, of course. Do not most of us go through life blind, deaf, insensitive? What is a picture then? Obviously, it's a thousand different things to a thousand different people. Like a book, a piece of sculpture, or a poem.
August 1934. Several months later, began to feel heavy and tremors inside of my womb. My breasts are full of milk. The child does not belong in my life, for I have too many people to take care of. I have already too many children. As D.H. Lawrence said, do not bring any more children into the world. Bring hope into the world. There are too many men without hope and faith in the world. Too much work to do. Too many to serve and care for. Already, I have more than I can bear. I sit in the studio in the dark, talking to my child. You should not be thrust into this black world. In which even the greatest joys are tainted with pain. Slaves to material forces. Keep. kicked and stirred. So full of energy, my child. How much better it would be if you had stayed away from Earth in obscurity and unconsciousness. In the paradise of non-being. My little one, not born yet, you are the future. I would prefer to live with men in the present, not with future extensions of myself into the future. I feel your small feet kicking against my womb. It is very dark in the room we are sitting in, just as dark as it must be for you inside of me.
And welcome to another African Rhythms. As I was saying a minute ago, I'm going to play the interview with phone in from a gentleman, a friend of mine, Van Ark. And he's been on the show. He's been on the show before, about a year ago, and at that time we featured Shanice and some other hip-hop and neo-soul, and since then he's starting to get better known, and there's a couple of new neo-soul artists on this new show, and he's a fantastic talent. He's a producer, and he's a rapper, actually. So that's coming right up. I'm David Love Jones. Of course, you're listening to CITR, UBC Radio, right here in Vancouver.
The 33rd Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival, from July 16th to the 18th, brings a diverse lineup of artists from over 20 countries. Be sure to pick up your early bird passes by June 11th and save yourself money. Vancouver Folk Music Festival, July 16th to the 18th at Jericho Beach Park.
Tickets are available at www.thefestival.bc.ca, the box office at 438 Richard Street, and at Highlight, Zulu, Little Sisters Bookstore, and Banyan Books. For more information, visit thefestival.bc.ca.
Take. of the red hot loving MCs that came off full grips and government cheese. The only thing I ever really loved in my life was a mic. Some of my niggas fell in love with MPs. Come on, work the bass, nigga, juggle them keys. I'm trying to get a piece of this government greed and smack them in the melon with another LP. Come on, help a couple people in the struggle get free. We from the block where people stay prepared to rock, and it's hard cause opportunity be scared to knock. And more people in the hood found dead from cops with guns to drop and sprayed off random shots. But what you know good, people say they in the hood folk good. You ain't a prisoner, the world got more to it. Sky's the limit, it don't take but a minute. Don't fear for your people, nigga, my hood, your hood. Yeah, you did it. I know these trying times, it feels confusing. That's why I can't tell y'all to dance to the music unless we face it first and try not to lose it even if it gets worse. They can't stop this, I want my people to rock this. Bang this music in your speakers and boxes. Langston Hughes about as deep as my thoughts is. Sit back and I'ma paint you a portrait. Stress can make you think you were lost. This shit can have you exhausted. Just picture the planet and imagine it's yours, kid. Don't ever let nobody knock you out of your orbit. I never seen a bridge we couldn't shuffle across. It got a lot of people living a life that's pure trivia. Real hip-hop, but they trying to get rid of you. Can't have that because here comes the city of Philly. Put it into all the trivia, really. Where I'm walking, everybody ain't pretty or friendly. It's work my whole life, they ain't give me a penny. Coming up between a rock and a hard, watching for God. People hip-hopping with no option at all. Yeah. Sky's going down. In these trying times it feels confusing. That's why I can't tell y'all to dance to the music unless we face it first and try not to lose it even if it gets worse. They can't we stop. We rip our hearts to pieces, part of rap's a special sound. The robe's long enough to be considered a gown. Thor's brimming sharp enough to be considered a crown. When the plate come, take some, pass it around. It's the last of the hip-hop loving MCs in front of an audience that never been pleased. I'm coming from all the streets that never been clean and speaking for any face that never been seen. This debonair style of my words is high caliber, speaking my mind for every day that's on the calendar. Cause I'd have been quiet about as long as I can handle it. Walk the mile in these boots that I'm standing in. Mellow soul brother with his lyrical dean on. The stages I'm seen on, mic I fiend on. When it's all full of soul, that's when it mean more. I never hesitate to give a shoulder to lean on. Yo, check it out, man. In these trying times it feels confusing. That's why I can't tell y'all to dance to the music unless we face it first and try not to lose it even if it
I'm David Love Jones. Welcome to another African Rhythms. And we got a special edition tonight. We've got Phone In from Virginia. Welcome back, Van Ark. Are you out there?
Yes. What's the deal, David? What's going on, man?
Yeah, good to hear from you again, Van.
Definitely. I'm honored you got me back on the show.
Most definitely, my friend. Things are moving on. Got a lot more productions coming out. I'm going to make sure the world's hearing about what's going on with your stuff.
Yeah, man. Just been putting all these projects. Got Midnight Music Theater came out in Japan this past April. Dropped the project with my man GNZ from Brazil.
Just yeah.
A lot of stuff going on. Yeah, just a lot of stuff. Producing, writing, playing
some
instruments.
Linnea, Neo Soul.
Yeah.
Who's this other artist? Clara T. You know, new
Clara
people.
T. Yeah. She's on actually the Sacred Sounds album, Tony Moon, the Van Ark album, Sacred Sounds, and she's a great vocalist.
Right on. Well, listen, we're going to get into all of that in a sec. Let's just tell our listeners what we started with there. We started Canadian, a gentleman named Albert Jones, some obscure soul from the 70s. And after that, we heard from Michelle Nadegacello, a pretty cutting-edge artist in modern day, hey, Van?
Definitely great artist. It's classic material.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's just doing something really unique that's going to be remembered in future generations. And she's coming to the Jazz Festival, so there you go.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, and then we also heard a record that we heard on the last show we did together a year ago. We played a track from The Roots, Game Over, and then this time we played the J. Dilla tribute, which is probably my favorite track, along with the other one we played, definitely. But yeah. Incredible stuff, hip-hop. It shows it's going on in modern day. Yeah. Maybe it doesn't have the respect it used to have, and it's not such a golden age. There's projects going on. You know?
Definitely classic stuff. I think it's going to definitely stand the test of time for all the music that's coming out. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, we should check out a little bit more of your stuff here. So why don't we start with Clarity. Who's rhyming on this track, Ben?
Oh, Tony Moon from Van Ark and Tony Moon's Sacred Sounds album.
Yeah.
Tony Moon, he's from Hampton. Really great MC, and he definitely put a lot of good vibes to the project. You know, I produced the project. Clarity, he's on there. A bunch of other artists featured on there as well. So
And then after that, we'll hear that Linnea Little Things track. Where's Linnea from?
Oh, Sweden.
All right. Yeah, you told me that already, but when we talked before. But wow, no, she's definitely good too. I think people are going to be excited about this stuff. So I'm David Love Jones. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're UBC Radio. We're right here in Vancouver, Canada. And from Virginia, USA, Mr. Van Ark.
Yeah. Look out.
Look around us, even at our own bodies. What we see is the tip of the iceberg. We say the classical tip of an immense quantum mechanical iceberg.
In the beginning was the word, and the word is sound. In other words, the human resonance keeps Earth this round. The entire universe is drowned in different frequencies. They push the particles in the shape right where they need to be. You gotta be by the path of least resistance philosophy. In the shapes that they take, they make sacred geometry. From celestially to subatomically, the harmonies of those sounds give us the shells that we embody. See, facts that we can't hear them orally hardly means that they don't exist in a myth or aren't a part of me. From music as an art, it means the purest of the artistries is what I'm blessed to do, so I choose it to keep our chakras clean.
It's the rhythm inside that you see and what you see and believe. Can you feel it? It's the rhythm inside. Vibration paints reality. It's the rhythm inside that you see and what you see and believe. Can you feel it? It's the rhythm inside. Vibration paints reality.
The mysticism of sound manifests in the flesh. With every breath, there's no arrhythmism found in excess. From heartbeats to electrical signals from the body to the brain and planets around stars revolving, they all keep meticulous time. See, so I sleep and wake up. The mind circadian vibe, defying beats and rhyme beat to create an uprising. Really taking it lightly, maybe because I see how COINTEL Pro did Lennon and their agents can find me and blaze me if I keep sharing crazy shit I've seen with eyes keen, despite being too big for the visine. Evil demons seen it as much more than a rhyme scheme.
It's the rhythm inside that you see and what you see and believe. Can you feel it? It's the rhythm inside. Vibration paints reality. Vibrate higher.
Many people are not yet ready to acknowledge that they are vibration. They prefer to see themselves as blood and bone, blood and bone. And we want to remind you that everything that you observe with your physical senses is vibrational interpretation. You hear because your ears translate vibration. You see because your eyes translate vibration. Smell because your nose translates vibration. Your fingertip translates vibration. Your tongue translates vibration. That's why you are able to perceive.
Get the proper microscope and go and look at a wall. That wall is not solid, not solid. That wall is a mass of energy and a very high speed of vibration. Vibration, vibration.
It feels solid because of the vibration, the rate at which the molecules are vibrating.
Everything in the universe vibrates. In other words, everything moves, moves, moves.
Because when we think, we're not just sending out a wave which resonates the energy. We're sending out on a frequency outside of the range of human hearing, a sound, sound. Everything is sound, sound, sound. When we think, a sound goes out, it resonates the energy around us to that sound, sound. Sound takes random particles and turns it into astonishing form. And that's how this universe was created. In the beginning was the word was sound. So every time you think and feel, you're resonating a frequency which is making the energy around you resonate to the same frequency. What you give out is what you create.
Rock and roll!
Were you going to have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
We like Biltmore, yeah, we like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Say, do you know it's little? Oh,
Better than that, but better you live for. So bright, you're the vapor. So the vapor, 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 the vapor.
David Love Jones. We got my special guest from Virginia.
Virginia, VA.
Is that close to Washington, say?
About an hour away.
Yeah,
hour away
close to Philadelphia.
Well, yeah, a couple hours from Philly.
Yeah.
A couple hours from Philly, yeah. D.C., Virginia, all of this, the DMV area, Maryland, DMV area.
There's a lot of soul and funk musical history around your parts.
yeah, definitely pioneers right here. Just great artists, very eclectic.
Yeah.
All around these parts, yeah.
So, yeah, we heard from Linnea, Little Things, Van Ark Production. Started with Vibrations featuring Clarity and
Vibrations, yeah. Vibrations, Tony Moon featuring Clarity.
All right, well, we're listening to Sergio Mendes in the background. By the way, that Sergio Mendes is Primal Roots. It's his most eclectic record he's ever done, so check that one out. Actually, recently, W2 Media Center, the former Storium, did an all-Brazilian gig, all-Brazilian sets in between Sambada and Brejera, percussion, and then the other bands a little bit more. Samba, Bossa, and this funky Brazilian. I think you'd like it, Ben.
Yeah, definitely. I'm into all of that, just the world music, all the vibes and the drums, the experimentation is just...
Yeah, well, a little bit later, we're going to hear your collaborations with this Brazilian rapper. Are these unreleased, man?
Oh, no, actually, that came out recently, yeah. We put this out for a free project, so, you know, we shared it with everybody. We decided to do that, and he's rhyming in Portuguese. I just wanted to push the envelope with that, and he's definitely LMC, and... He's very good, definitely.
Yeah, but before that, we're going to check out, this is another EP that's come out, this Transcend track, and then Flotation.
Yeah, that's definitely off of Tony Moon, being in Tony Moon's album, Sacred Sounds.
They've got some interesting bits of spoken word.
Yeah.
Who was doing all that stuff?
Tony Moon actually put some of the spoken word and sound bites on the tracks. I did the music and the production. He put the sound bites on there. But like that, yeah.
All right, well let's listen to those right now. I'm David Love Jones. You're listening to my friend Van Ark, and he's from Virginia out there with CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio.
Our critique began as all critiques began with doubt. Ours was a quest for a new story, our own, and we grasped for this new history driven by the suspicion that ordinary language couldn't tell it. Our past appeared frozen in the distance, and our every gesture and accent signified the negation of the old world, and the reach for a new one. The way we lived created a new situation. Out of a subversive micro-society in the heart of a society which ignored. Art was not the goal, but the occasion and the method of locating our specific rhythm, and then buried possibilities of our time. The discovery of a true communication was what it was about, or at least the quest for such a communication. The adventure of finding it and losing it. The unaccepting, continuing looking. Filling in the silences with our ocean's fears and fantasies. Driven forward by the facts. No matter how empty the world seemed, no matter how degraded and used up the world appeared to us, we knew that anything was still possible. Anything was still possible. And given the right circumstances, a new world was just as likely as
in that which you believe. And in all of that, there is perfect balance. And so we come forth not to alter your beliefs, but to reacquaint you with the eternal laws of the universe. And we are here to express all of that to you in detail.
This chakra is air. As we rise up into the softness and spaciousness of the sky, upwards on wings of love, to embrace the awakening of divine spirit, which bids the heart to open and fly free.
I smoke, then I float, high. Don't know where I go, but bye. I flow to expose, lies. So all of our souls can rise.
Project Blue Beam, holographics, got me seeing aliens for automatics, clapping while fashions practice the darkest magics on the masses, hoarding knowledge from the past, they soul assassins, cremation of care means Bohemia Grove with autumn ashes, so this flow was crafted to expose occultist tactics, with a phonetic as magnetic as the polar axis, going ashkelocal pastor, why Jesus, Muhammad, Christian, and Horus have the same life story, you watch them scatter, the global elite don't want us to know that thought is matter. We can manifest beautiful things when the conscious gathers. They try to hide vibrational planes in a cautious data. I transcended their tampering and saw the aura patterns. I know the information's implications sort of stagger, but you know that we was born for more than this. It's all apparent.
People get eight special powers. And one of the powers is to levitate in the air.
Yogi Swami is that level of creative intelligence in the self-referral consciousness that will materialize the intention. Whatever the intention, materialize the intention. And what is this thing?
I smoke, then I float. High, 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 high. Don't know where I go, but bye, 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 bye. I flow to expose. Lies, 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 lies. So all of our souls can rise, 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 rise.
And what is this thing? This is the same creative intelligence from natural law that makes huge galactic universe float in the empty space. Every galaxy is huge weight galaxy. They're all flying in empty space. And what is that? It's the creative intelligence at the level of pure intelligence. When pure intelligence in its self-referral unified state assumes the role of fluctuations of waves, like that, like that, like that.
Thank you.
I'm David Love Jones. We're chilling here in Vancouver. Me and Van Ark, that is. He's calling in from Virginia.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Out of Vancouver.
Well, we heard a little bit of Tony Moon there, Midnight Music.
Yeah.
The Flotation, that's Tony Moon as well as the Transcend.
Yes, definitely.
So he's a pretty talented guy you're working with, and is he from around your parts?
Yeah, he's from Virginia. He's from Hampton, actually.
Yeah. So you've been working with him for a while now.
Yeah, a couple of years now. He's a great artist. Yeah, very talented guy.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff going on. Yeah.
In the background, we're listening to the City of God soundtrack. A little bit more Brazilian. I was trying to hip you to some Brazilian.
Yeah, Brazilian music is just always, you know, great vibes and music. It just definitely transitions. I think a lot of people are really getting into that now.
Definitely. Yeah, no, it seems that way. It seems like things are stepping up. So stay posted. I'll got some more events coming up.
That's great, yo. Got to come to Vancouver sometimes to check you out.
Yeah, I know. We're a few thousand miles away, but not undoable. We're still on the same landmass.
You still got to make it happen, though, David. Definitely got to come through there, check out some Brazilian groove, and just chill out, max out, you know?
Definitely. Well, we've got some of your Brazilian grooves coming up a little bit later. Just to contrast with your styles and mixing, a Billy Paul Ninth Wonder re-edit. So throw that in there. We want to play your Ahmad Jamal remix, so why don't we throw that in after that?
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, Ponciana remix. Definitely.
All right, so I'm David, and that's Van Ark, ladies and gentlemen.
Right,
and we're going to be right back.
Come on.
Love Jones, and we've got my guest from Virginia out there, and that's Mr. Van Ark.
Hey, what's going on, family? What's going on? Yeah.
Yeah, we've been doing it. In that last set, we heard a little bit of wicked combination of groundbreaking new artists, Jose James and Flying Lotus. Flying Lotus, I believe he's going to be playing with the festival coming up in September.
I think we heard a little bit of, let's see here. You played a Marjamal, Ponciana remix, Van Ark meets Marjamal.
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah, after the Ninth Wonder, Billy Paul, and we heard your Ahmad Jamal, and you said you made that one a while ago.
2004, I'm released. Yeah, I found it actually on one of my CDs. Yeah, definitely appreciate that. It brings back some memories during the days I was working on a lot of music, just locked myself into the room and just keep on working on track all day, all night, not getting any sleep.
Well, how do you think Jay Dilla got so good? Hard work, you know?
Yeah, he paid a lot of dues, all of them.
You know, well, his memory will live on forever, right?
Definitely, all of us, yeah. Dilla is one of the, the greatest producers I've ever heard. He's one of the best. So.
Well, he brought production to a new level, and he brought in ideas like sampling vocal groups and
neo-soul and everything.
We'll be right back. This is some more music coming up from Mr. Van Ark production.
Yes, definitely.
Van Ark on the beat. Check it out. check it out, yeah. It ain't a mystery. Love music, let's make history. Check the mail, old collectors won't get the best of me. Open the mailbox, and it's a sad symphony. Bills do me wrong, I gotta stick around like Hillary. It's killing me, tired of the same, it's redundant. Taking it back like wax CDs I refunded. Mr. Piano Man, play so I can fade away. I'm needing a vacation or a real long break. Preferably vacation next to a nice lake or a beach in my hometown with a low tide break. Break it down. So many ways for me to try to get it. Talk about it, be about a good way to live it. I spit it. Watch these 40 style cats fidget, man, cause I'm trying to be the one next to six digits. Kinda strange nowadays the way people find their fame. 15 minutes, then they walk down the hall of shame. Let's take a breather, we've been moving like a cheetah. Take time to digest the food for thought that I feed you. We're ready for a break, or hey, me neither. We can move to the ball, give you a nice shot of ether. I'm out your speakers, but dynamics to your dome. Hooks on radio sound like they're crying on a phone. Times change, but a lot of things still remain the same. Guess it's easier when you look at it like it's all a game. For hater cats, they better act like they know now. Get filet like Bobby Flay when I throw down. That ain't enough, I bring more of it to go round and bounce out of town like, yo, I got to go now, I'm out.
From the West Coast on Mr. Piano Man.
Oh yeah, Sinuous. Yeah, the
Sinuous.
He's from Santa Barbara. He's definitely a great MC and definitely a great producer. He's putting out a lot of projects himself. And that song is actually titled "The Sinalude" featuring Sinuous. I think Mr. Piano has like a AKA name for it, but that's the name of the particular track.
Yeah, and then we've got GNZ. Is that the name of the rapper you've been working with?
From Brazil. Yeah, GNZ. Yeah. He's sending a lot of projects. We linked up last year, started sending some music to him, and we finished up the project recently and put it out, and getting a lot of good response from it.
Rhyming in Portuguese, rhyming in Brazilian, that's
Portuguese,
correct?
Portuguese, yes, definitely. I wouldn't have it no other way. I was wanting to see how it went, and it came out great, you know? So just how he put it together and worked on the project, so...
Yeah, all right. Well, let's check that out right now. I'm David Love Jones, my special guest, Van Ark from Virginia. Stick around. We've got modern, funky Brazilian, some modern Brazilian hip-hop, in fact.
You've got more for you. Stop.
Eu frequentava os temas e subi, fizeram o que eu sou. Agora aquele que não se escora numa meia hora de conversa mole, dando mole. Enquanto a vida dando outro gole, agora te engole, te dando fora. Porque é a vida quem escolhe o que comer. Aquele que ao saber da vida chora e não a quem console. Aquele que somente só na sua mente pode aprender, pode então manter a sua calma. Não sei quanto a você, mas me ensina ele para a alma. Na palma da minha mão tenho traço, faço ele, passo, caço meu espaço nessa porra. Não me embaraço, dou o braço, faço parte desse mate morra. Sendo que meu motivo é tão escasso, eu vivo sem pinto de aço, querendo meu pedaço de modorra. Aquele que não sobe na gangorra, porque já caiu mandando tudo para a puta que o pariu. Não sei quanto a você, mas eu espero que isso nunca mais ocorra. Porra, não sei quanto a você, mas isso já torrou minha pachorra. E o pior que nego viu, agora faço parte da guerra civil, aonde morrem inocentes, enquanto os diretores e quantos presidentes controlam mentes. A finalidade de manter a ordem, eu peço que me acordem, macacos que me mordem a cabeça e não esqueça que eles podem e podem com o ser que sou agora. Aquele que já não tem tempo de ir embora, embora o tempo dele nesse mundo não vigora. Aquele que o rosto cora quando sua letra não decora. Não sei quanto a você, mas sou aquele que não vai fazer bagunça onde mora. Aquele que não te explora, vivendo no passado, meu presente é ter futuro. Juro que agora minha vida melhora. GMZ e Van Ark, PH representando o mundão, né? Se liga, é nóis. GMZ e Van Ark, mais uma vez. Milhares
de vírus, solto nos ares, contaminação dos mares e andando só em pares. Bactérias tomam conta do planeta, o anticristo te provide suas exemplares táticas de baioneta, anota numa caderneta, com sangue na caneta, anota o nome, roleta russa, nem que a vaca tussa, ou que morra de doente, porque tem fome, é quando some a vontade de mudar o mundo, imundo, morto de overdose, de virose que caminha pelo submundo, por um segundo, pensamento moribundo, que abundo nesse hospital, profundo corte, paciente, que leva a morte longe, ser natural, aqui padece, porém se desce, medicaria o ferimento, detendo hemorragia no momento de estresse, até porque me enlouquece o sofrimento, por isso que comento tanto que a vida tá difícil, porém esquece, escuto o assobio de um míssil, enquanto o ódio agradece mais um dia de terror, o mundo não merece a falta drástica de amor, numa elástica maneira de compor o vai e volta dessa guerra, indústria plástica que já cobriu de PVC o chão de terra, o ser humano berra quando se enterra seu parente, ainda muita guerra pela frente, e não encerra a luta de quem segue combatente, defende a patente do superior sem nem saber porquê, e segue penitente de um planeta adoecido que foi feito especialmente pra você, o último que sai de cena, apaga a luz e a TV, porque não quero ver mais cena de brutalidade, não porque eu fecharei meu olho, eu sou exatamente fruto de uma postura frágil que escolho, neguinho fica ágil quando sua barba tá de molho, um olho gordo no trampo o estágio quando me recolho pra me esconder, pude perceber que hoje já nem tem mais nada a ver, é pedir para que o mundo morra pra você sobreviver, e isso já nem sei se quero, religiosa guerra sigilosamente erra no conceito, longe de severo, preconceito é apenas mais um lero lero, eu gero uma maneira de passar a vida inteira ao lado de quem eu espero, e com esmero que eu sigo buscando a paz interior. Já não dá mais para buscar felicidade lá no mundo exterior, então lhe peço por favor, viva o amor, seja onde for, libertada a dor, viva com furor, porque o mundo exterior é nota zero.
Ser o dono da verdade. Agora é moda. Dizer like I'm holding on, thinking about you.
Dance, 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 dance,
dance, dance. Pegar o filme educado. Dançar pra não ficar parado. Fazer novela de vanguarda. Chega depois da marcada. Chique.
Rita Lee, Tutti Frutti, some Brazilian funk. We'll send that out to my friends in Sambata and Brejeira. Look forward to working with you some more. We've had my guest, he's been here all night, Van Ark, and we listened to your set with the Brazilian rapper right there, GNZ.
He definitely got a lot of talent, and he really pushed his energy through on those tracks. He picked some interesting tracks. I was shocked at the things that he picked.
It's sort of a hip-hop kind of a beat, so he's rhyming over like an old school.
He picked like a different variety of eclectic styles of music, so definitely enjoyed.
It was great. You're working with collaboration around the world. It's made more possible now. We were on the last show, we had talented UK singer. You're working with Shanice, who since then has been played on Giles Peterson.
You know, some more stuff with Shanice coming soon. She got a project she's working on. I'm doing some production on that. So we're going to collab on some more. Yeah, actually, we're going to big band track with Blue, but I'm working on that.
She's a neo-soul singer from Scotland that we heard last time as well. So we'll be looking forward to from some of these other talents that you're working with. What was your that you do a couple shout-outs to some of your friends out there. They're going to be listening around the world, around the U.S., and around the world.
There we go. Peace to Jai Witness, Tony Moon, Isaac Reid, of course, Blake Erie, Sinuous, Santa Barbara, Cornbread out of Cali, Infamous MC, everybody. If anybody else I miss, Photosynthesizers, of course, band from Virginia, Brad Moss. Great guitarist with his band New Age. I can get them shouts out. They got a show tonight at Nashville in Richmond, Virginia. So I'm sure that they're rocking the house and, you know, just they're shutting it down there. And Shawnee's, of course, Blue, Linnea, Tom DeLay, Clarity, Jai Witness. If I, you know, I ain't forget you, bro. So, you know, I had to hit you up. Shout out. So, of course, you, David.
Yeah. Well, big up to all the Brazilian music. We've been enjoying a little bit of that tonight.
Forget about GNZ either. GNZ,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, GNZ. So we made the interconnection between my old Brazilian music, the Rita Lee and the like, and the Sergio Mendes. But yeah, we connected my music with your music once again, my friend. Great. Big up to you for all your collaborating around the world. I'm going to be here to support you and help try to take you to the next level of acceptance and popularity for the great music and art that you're making.
Yeah, thank you so much, man. Definitely. One more shout out, Tony Moon. If I didn't say it before, I got to say it again. Tony Moon.
Yeah, of course. Well, he's one of your main men. Awesome. All right, well, I'm David Love Jones. You've been listening to African Rhythms with my special guest, Van Ark. He's been calling him from Virginia in the United States of America. We will be back again, my friend. We're going to go out with Bicentennial Blues, some great freestyle poetry from one of our favorites, Gil Scott Heron, and he's certainly been doing well lately. Got a new album out, and seems like things have been coming around for him.
Yeah, a legend right there, Gil Scott, dropping the science.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. All right, and that's Van Ark. I'm David Love Jones, and so until next time, peace and love.
Thank you so much, y'all. Appreciate the support. Blessings, baby.
The Lie Detector Blues and what Brian Jackson used to refer to as the Ex Officio Blues. Because the bluesicians have gone all over the world carrying the blues message, and the world has snapped its fingers and tapped its feet right along with the blues folks. But the blues has always been totally American. As American as apple pie. As American as the blues. As American as apple pie. The question is why? Why should the blues be so at home here? Well, America provided the atmosphere. America provided the atmosphere for the blues, and the blues was born. The blues was born on the American wilderness. The blues was born on the beaches where the slave ships docked. Born on the slave man's auction block. The blues was born and carried on the howling wind. The blues grew up a slave. The blues grew up as property. The blues grew up in Nat Turner visions. The blues grew up in Harriet Tubman courage. The blues grew up in small town deprivation. The blues grew up in big city isolation. The blues grew up in the nightmares of the white man. The blues grew up in the blues singing of Bessie and Billy and Ma. The blues grew up in Satchmo's horn, on Duke's piano, in Langston's poetry, on Robeson's baritone. The point is that the blues is grown. The blues is grown now, full grown, and you can trace the evolution of the blues on a parallel line with the evolution of this country. From Primrose Rock to Acid Rock, from 13 states to Watergate, the blues is grown, but not the home. Ripped off like donated moments from the past. And what about now? The blues is now. The blues has grown up and the country has not. The country has been ripped off. Ripped off like the Indians, ripped off like jazz, ripped off like nature, ripped off like Christmas. Manhandled by media overkill, violated by commercial corporations. I fall into the latter category. It's a blues year, and America has got the blues. It's got the blues because of partial deification of partial accomplishments over partial periods of time. Halfway justice, halfway liberty, halfway equality. It's a blues year. It's a blues year. With people on welfare, people who get food stamps, daycare children, the elderly, the poor, women, and people who might vote for Ronald Reagan. A blues trio. And America got the blues. The point is that it may get by you. For another 4 years, for another 8 years, you stuck playing second fiddle in a blues quartet. Got the blues looking for the first principle, which was justice. It's a blues year for justice. It's a blues year for the San Quentin Six, looking for justice. It's a blues year for Gary Tyler, looking for justice. It's a blues year for Reverend Ben Chavis, looking for justice. It's a blues year for Boston, looking for justice. It's a blues year for babies on buses. It's a blues year for mothers and fathers with babies on buses. And it's a blues year all over this country. America has got the blues. And the blues is in the street looking for the three principles, justice, liberty, and equality. We would do well to join the blues looking for justice, liberty, and equality. The blues is in the street. America has got the blues, but don't let it get by us. Thank you very much.